closely talk.
Broadcasting from the world famous haunted winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on April 6, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Patricia Armstrong joins us from the Waynesboro Ghosts. Then, after a long, long time, Nancy Miller Agren returns to tell us about astrology and what she's been up to. Different Ghostly Talk. It's going to be quite wild. What we have tonight, this is going down in history, I think. This is pretty much me and Amber.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Amber.
Thank you, Doug.
We're going to be doing Ghostly Talk tonight. We've had some issues. Unfortunately, Bonnie is out with a headache. And Scott L. is trying to monitor us, evidently, and we're going to do the show by ourselves. This is going to be absolutely exciting because there's so much to talk about, and there is, of course, I want to talk about astrology a little bit. Is that one of your topics, Amber?
I do not know anything about astrology except for that I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, there you go. There's a start.
Yeah.
That's a start. I do want to talk about astrology and what I think about astrology, and I even wrote down some of my horoscopes.
Oh, you came prepared.
I did. I have four of them. One for yesterday, one for today, one for tomorrow, and then my weekly romance horoscope. And I'm very excited about that. And that's because Nancy Miller Agren, the second guest, is an astrologer. So we're going to, as a matter of fact, let me see, what did she write? What did she write? She wrote, it's not in our
notes.
Yeah,
that's what we were trying to figure out, because I recognize her name.
And the thing is I have her book. I actually physically possess it. I bought it at a little shop in Roseville when it was there, and I just can't remember, but I do remember reading her book, and, you know, so we're going to talk a little bit about astrology today. You know what, though? There are some things that happened. Something that I absolutely have to mention. This is so sad. Rowena Gilbert, who did Castle of Spirits, you know, she passed away on March 22nd.
Aww.
And she, of course, was the Australian Ghost Hunters Society. She was in charge of that group. And so Rowena, I know you're still there. I don't know if you can hear ghostly talk, but we can hear you. any signs that you leave for us, we're definitely paying attention to. And, you know, Rowena, we love you, and thank you so much for everything that you left here for us. Now, we definitely also want to mention that Richard Klontsch of www.ghosttoghost.org, he set up one of those social networking sites.
Oh, a brand new one, like I Am Haunted, another one?
Like I Am Haunted, okay. But this is, it's called myg2gspace.com. And what that is, it's my, and then the letter G, the number 2, the letter G, space.com, myg2gspace.com. And you can put all your stuff up there, blogs and private pages and photos and videos and just all kinds of cool stuff. Put it all up there, myg2gspace.com. I, you know, as much, I know we talked about this on the past couple of weeks. I haven't gone there yet. I just haven't had time. When do we have time? With
never.
Our schedule, see? So, but I do, I adore Richard and all the things that he does. And ghosttoghost.org, of course, is just phenomenal. The myg2gspace.com, look for me to be there soon, because I swear I'm going to get on there. ORVP4, the Open Remote Viewing Project. If you go to our website, www.ghostlytalk.com, on the left column, in like scroll down a little bit, it's there. It's all about our ORVP projects, Open Remote Viewing Projects. And we're doing that in conjunction, of course, with TrinitySience.com and Vance West. And the Open Remote Viewing Project is open for submissions still. So I want you to go there, go to our site, read up on ORVP4. There's two IDs. And this is where we messed up. We didn't fully explain that these two IDs are not related. So you do two sessions, one session on one session on the other. Or you can do one session on the first and no session on the second, or you can do no session on the first and a session on the second. You can do whatever you want, combination, but they are completely separate. So you can do up to two sessions.
Did you ever do this, Doug?
I did one, and I didn't submit my work.
Why not?
Because I'm scared.
Do you realize the
I'm
first time, the first one you had of these,
yeah.
I submitted.
Yeah.
And mine was one that you guys talked about, and it was before I even knew you. So I was like, oh, my God, Ghostly Talk's talking about my submission. And I actually, I don't know if you remember.
Were you nervous?
When I was, when?
Before you knew us and we were talking about you.
Well, I was excited because I was like, oh, I mean, you guys had no clue who I was. But do you remember the picture? It was like of that bleacher falling down.
Yes, I remember
the picture. I had drawn a tall, like, bleacher-like thing and said that there was metallic machinery around and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I was spooked out because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a natural remote viewer and I didn't even know it.
Well, see, and that's the thing.
But then the second time I did it, it looked nothing like the picture.
And you know what? That I think, is supposed to be expected, that because that is what he says. I mean, evidently there's something there, right? I mean, because you picked up totally on that
mm-hmm.
first one.
Mm-hmm.
And you were off on the second one. But did you kick yourself and say, oh, my gosh.
I was more nervous the second time because of the results from the first one.
Right.
And I think that affected things because, I don't know. The first time I did it, and I was just like, I've never done this before. I'm just going to do it. It was like at 2 in the morning. I was sitting in bed and just drew a picture.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then the second time, I was thinking about it more. So, I don't know. Maybe that's
see,
just
and that could do
it
because like he said, it's extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. You have to really realize that every single thing you do is independent. Like your first drawing has to be independent of your second drawing, mm-hmm. of anything that you do. Even in this case, this particular ORVP4 may be the hardest one yet. And am I saying that because I know what the things are? No. We really honestly have absolutely no clue what the things are. All I know are those target IDs. That's it.
Yeah, just the numbers.
But I do know that they may or may not be related. I know that they're supposed to be done in two separate sessions. I know as much as you do. And when you do your work, you might hit one on totally. And the other one be so far off, you think, oh, my gosh, what am I supposed to be doing here? This is silly. But what I think it's supposed to do is it's supposed to, first of all, you'll add to the body of evidence because your work will go and get analyzed by, you know, remote viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be looked at. It'll add to the body of work that they are amassing. And it will also hopefully mean something to you, like, wow, I did that. Wow, I drew a ball, and it was actually, you know, a building. But, yeah. You know, hey, whatever. I mean, I don't know, because I really don't know. But, but I mean, you could be, like, so off base that it's ridiculous, but at least you will have accomplished something.
Yeah.
And if you're even close, oh, my gosh, what a feeling,
it's
huh?
It's exciting.
Isn't that? Yeah. It's got to be quite a feeling, so... Yeah, I know. I need to. I definitely need to.
You need to try it.
I need to do a drawing and submit it and get it actually, you know, looked at. Because that could be really scary. Oh, man. Wow, it's already 11 minutes after the hour. What I want to do, I want to talk a little bit about horoscopes. Do you follow them?
I do, and then they just make me mad.
They make you mad?
Yeah, because you read it.
How do they,
like,
make you mad?
I read one recently, and it was like, beware on the ninth, you're going to have a bad day. So, okay, am I really going to have a bad day? Or now that I read this, am I going to believe that I'm going to have a bad day? And then anything bad that happens, I'm going to attribute to reading that horoscope. You know, that... And then, of course, when they're good, I like them.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get money. But then the money never comes.
Oh, man. I know. Instead, you get a bill.
I don't know. Horoscopes are weird because I find it hard to believe that a planet or a star or something out there is dictating what's happening in my life.
I don't know if it's dictating. I'm thinking that...
Or guiding, I guess you could say.
That might be a word that they do use. But I think it's more like setting up the general patterns of life. If indeed everything is interconnected, right?
Yeah.
If somehow the atoms in my fingernails mean something to the atoms in a grain of sand across, you know, the Pacific, if everything is interconnected, then, yeah, I can see how the planets could affect the position of us in our lives.
They say the moon does. I mean, that's... Lunacy, lunar, I mean, that's where that whole thing comes
from. Oh,
yeah,
speaking of full moon day, I think there must have been full moon day just yesterday or something, because people were driving so incredibly erratically, and I noticed that. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is really different.
Well, even if you ask anybody that works in a hospital, they'll tell you that the nights of the full moon, it's worse.
And I worked at a call center.
Was it worse?
Oh, yes.
So I guess there's something to it.
And I really think there is something to the moon thing. Yeah, the lunacy is definitely there. So, I don't know, maybe. But I do know that I find it difficult to believe that somebody can sit down and write a little paragraph and have it mean something to every, you know, 1/12 of the population.
Yeah.
Because I think there's 12 sun signs.
Yeah.
And so how does that work? How can you write something that means something to 1/12 of the population? Well, what's interesting is, one of the things that I absolutely love to do, it's one of my favorite things to do ever, is get online at night. Usually it's at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. I get online and I pop onto the Yahoo. And sometimes Gowan and Bonnie will be on. Yep. So we get up in one of them like group conversation things that they allow. They shouldn't allow it. But we get in one of them group conversations, and we talk for, like, hours on end, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what's going on the next day. I could have to get up to go to work in a minute. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We get in these conversations, and they go awry pretty quickly. Well, at some point in the conversation, the horoscopes come out. Somebody will... Sometimes it's Bonnie who starts it, sometimes it's me. I don't think it's ever been Gowan. But sometimes, you know, one of us will go to our iGoogle page, right, and copy-paste our horoscope into the thing, right? And then the other one will be like, ooh, show me Scorpios, or they'll go to get their own or whatever, because Bonnie's a Scorpio, right? You know, October 31st. And... So, I'm a Pisces, Bonnie's a Scorpio. I don't remember what Gowan is, but, you know, when he tells us, we'll go copy-paste his in there. Well, there have been a couple times when the thing pasted for Bonnie made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever was copy-pasted in for me totally 100% like really nailed it on the head.
Yeah.
Right? So how does that work? Like, are they assuming that they're the folks who are writing these horoscopes are looking at, you know, astral positions and influences of this planet, on this system, on that comet, you know, if they're looking at that only and writing these things, there have been times when I've been really, really, really impressed.
Yeah, I mean, if I look at my actual Sagittarius, like what it means to be a Sagittarius, that's pretty
right.
much dead on.
Yeah.
And that's always creeped me out a bit because, and then there's a, depending on what day you're born too.
Right.
That's like dead on to me. And I don't, that's a question you're going to have to ask Nancy. Because that's, I don't know how they do it. I mean, like you said,
right.
sometimes I have read mine, and they do seem to fit with that day, or
right.
what's coming up, or whatever. Or sometimes
right.
I read it, and I'm like, that's a load of BS. You know?
And, well, there have been times when it does not mean anything to me.
Yeah.
There's been times when I've read these horoscopes, and I'm like, it just totally misses the mark. It that's not happening in my life, you know. But then again, I'm, you know, hopefully different than all the other Pisces out there.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe my life is
going...
Yeah,
you can't have... Everybody... How would you say it? Not every Pisces can be experiencing the same exact horoscope
exactly.
all the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Because you're all on different paths. You're all doing something different. There's too many factors involved for you all to be doing the same thing like little robots.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. I don't know how...
So there are times when it's off, but I wonder what the statistics are. Like, how come sometimes it is so dead on...
Mm-hmm.
That it absolutely
yeah,
hurts.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask her. I bet she'll have a good answer.
So what I want to do is I want to read some of my horoscopes. Okay, these are undoubtedly copyrighted, so it's probably totally illegal for me to read them.
Oh, well.
But these are from, I'm going to cite the source, Rick Levine of tarot.com, T-A-R-O-T.com, and mine for yesterday. And this is really, and you know what, I'm not going to read it all like in one big thing and let you guys analyze it. I'm going to analyze it for you while I'm reading it, okay? First sentence of yesterday's horoscope. Your creative power is especially strong today, increasing your odds of getting what you want. Well, that's actually pretty cool. You know, that my creative power is especially strong, and it really totally kind of fits
it
with
fits.
What we were
it
doing.
Fits.
Because we were filming yesterday
yep.
for the upcoming American Ghost Watchers 2, Dr.
Don Zayasa.
And there's a lot of creativity flying around. Did I get what I want? I don't know. I want the movie to be done. I want it to be good. I want a lot of cool stuff to happen in it, and I want people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's coming along pretty well.
I do.
You saw both of the major scenes that we did yesterday. You didn't see what I did at the house later.
No, I didn't miss that one.
Which was a lot of fun. But you saw the other stuff, the first thing that we did here, the thing that we did at the other place. So there was a lot of creativity flowing, right, and getting filmed, and everybody will see it at Mid-South because it's going to premiere at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference this year down in Louisville, Kentucky in September, right?
Yep.
But my desires are naturally tied to my unrealized dreams. So, they're saying, my creative power is especially strong today, increasing my odds of getting what I want, but my desires are naturally tied to my unrealized dreams. And I'm thinking, what unrealized dreams do I have?
Do you have any?
Yes. I would have liked to have set that up a bit more. But you are a natural, dear girl, because I didn't, I do have unrealized dreams. I mean, of course there are things that I thought I'd be doing and things that I'm not doing and things that I am doing that I never in a million years thought I would be doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have unrealized dreams. Most of my current unrealized dreams are in romance at the moment because, well, there is none. I did think that there might have been at some point, and there wasn't. So it didn't work out. So yeah, I have an unrealized dream there. But what I'm, you know, most of my desires are naturally tied to my unrealized dreams. kind of a vague statement.
It is, because you can apply that, I think...
to almost anybody.
Exactly. I think anybody from ages 5 to 100 has unrealized dreams.
Yes, right? I really think so.
Everybody's going to have one thing, you know, oh, I wish I would have went to Italy. Oh, I wish I would have, you know...
And I think that there's even probably multi-billionaires that have unrealized dreams.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think there's any...
This is every single person on the planet has unrealized dreams. Yeah. So... are my desires tied to my unrealized dreams? Well, if it's unrealized dreams, it is something that you desired at some point and you never got it. So what that has to do with the creativity and my odds of getting what I want, I don't know if those two sentences flow, but I'm going to go ahead and chalk it up and say, yeah, okay, 50-50 on that one.
Yeah.
Even if I have an open channel to my fantasies, they may not reveal exactly what I need now. Even if I have an open channel to my fantasies, they may not reveal exactly what I need now. Well, here's a little something about me that you may not know. I do have an open channel to my fantasies. I'm creative and imaginative, extremely imaginative. And I do fantasize a lot. And I'm not talking about what you're thinking. Well, maybe not you, but what Bonnie would be thinking. Because, you know, is she on the phone? No. Is she, thank heavens. because I'm really imaginative, really creative. And I imagine things and I project and I, you know, think and dream. And I very much live in the clouds sometimes.
Yeah.
And I want things. Not like material things, but I want, you know, bonds. I want friendships. I want strength.
Yeah.
I want, you know, to lean on people. I want people to lean on me. It almost always has to do with other people, but not in bed. So not that kind of fantasy. I know you guys
I know
are.
What you mean.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Good.
No, I know what you mean.
Don't go there. Although there is some of that, but there's not that much, you know. Okay. So they may not reveal exactly what I need now. What do I need now? Why didn't they just say, okay, like, you know, you're fantasizing about all this stuff, but what you really need now is dot, dot, dot.
Because I don't think any horoscope can tell you exactly what you need. I mean, you're going to have to find that on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, keep my feet on the ground so I can maintain a crucial point of reference and make sensible decisions about my future. Keep my feet on the ground. So I can maintain a crucial point of reference and make sensible decisions about my future. Okay. I'm supposed to remain sane, evidently. I mean, keep my feet on the ground. I'm supposed to remain here. I'm supposed to know what I am and who I am and what I'm doing. And that's going to help me in the future. Well, isn't that true for everybody?
Yeah. That is perfect advice for anybody.
Yeah. I think it's great advice.
Yeah.
I really,
I don't
really
think it matters
do.
What sign you are.
And I think that the entire horoscope. Now, does it have meaning to me right now? Like, if they gave you this horoscope for yesterday, this was yesterday's horoscope. It's published on the internet. Anybody can go to tarot.com and look it up. If they gave you this horoscope, that your creative power is especially strong, increasing your odds of getting what you want, but your desires are naturally tied to your unrealized dreams, even if you have an open channel to your fantasies, blah, 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 blah. Keep your feet on the ground because you have decisions coming up. Would that apply to you, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If that was Sagittarius in front of it, I'd go, yeah,
okay.
Okay,
that sounds fun. Yeah, and it does kind of mean something to me, too. So that's pretty cool. this one, though, I don't know, because I have now in my hands today's horoscope.
Uh-oh.
And this one really... I think kind of does have some meaning to me, especially right now. It's not the kind of wow, like in the chat rooms late at night with Bonnie and Jago, but it's interesting. Negotiating multiple, this is today's horoscope, tarot.com. Negotiating multiple realities can be exciting for me, but it can create extra stress. Yeah, okay, I have to own that one. negotiating multiple realities does have meaning to me,
okay.
Right? Can be exciting for me, yes, it's pretty cool. But it can create extra stress? Well, heck yeah, it sure would. I mean, would that have any meaning to you? Multiple, I think multiple realities is like, you know, there's some situations are this way and you project this person, and some situations are that way and you project this other person.
If I really analyze it, you know, you could have multiple realities with certain people that I know. Like you just said, you act a certain way with someone or someone
right.
else. But
I mean, to an extent, you do. Everybody
that,
does.
Yeah, if just reading that, though, I don't know if that I would look at that and apply it to me today.
You wouldn't or what?
I don't think I wouldn't.
Not today?
No.
I mean, there might be at points of your life. I mean,
yeah.
I can understand that. Because on the playground in school, you didn't want to be the wimp or whatever, so
yeah.
you'd project. But no, I mean, I have done this in the recent past, and I've gotten over it, by the way. But it is indeed exciting to be the person in the moment for whatever is expected of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting. It also is like acting.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
This is just like acting. You know, negotiating multiple realities can be exciting for you, but it can create extra stress. Well, it's a lot like acting, only when it's your life, it creates a lot of extra
yeah.
stress. Like when you're acting, like when, you know, yesterday we did a lot of filming.
Yeah.
We were acting. I mean, you obviously are not really
a cult leader.
Andy
said I'd be a good one. He said I was already set up to start one.
Yes, you're ready for it. Oh, I'm telling you. Today's Venus-Pluto square might require you to live out one set of emotions while burying another. And I don't know anything about a Venus-Pluto square.
No.
I know nothing about that. But I'm glad that it happened today, I guess. Might require me to live out one set of emotions while burying another. Well, yeah. That's what I'm working on. I currently am working on that in my private life. And, you know, so there you go. I'm trying to bury some emotions and find new ones and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it does make a lot of sense. And I don't know if that applies to your life, what I know of your life. I think you're...
Not right now.
No.
No.
You're being called to do powerful work within while keeping up external appearances. And you know what? That is exactly how I feel.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly how I feel. That's the whole reason I even wanted to do the horoscope bit this hour.
Yeah.
Is because it said in there, you are being called to do powerful work within while keeping up external appearances.
Well, and astrology works for you.
Well, I don't know if it works for me, but I do know that this certainly has a lot of meaning to me. Because there are a lot of times, like when... even yesterday when we were acting and doing our things
mm-hmm.
and running around all day, sometimes I felt, and I described when I went to Decatur to the film festival, the
yeah.
independent film festival,
yeah.
I described myself as going through the weekend with a happy mask on.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And beneath
I know
it.
What you're talking about.
Beneath it, I was sick. I mean, because Bonnie couldn't go.
Yeah.
Because she was sick.
Yeah.
Gowan couldn't go because he had that car thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I'd hit my... Here, let me do that again. That's fun. Whee! Gowan couldn't go. It just was a let... I mean, that was a letdown
yep.
to me that my, you know, dearest friends couldn't go and that... I was... Of course, I was happy that... Sean would be there, and you guys would be there, and
except for Sean got sick.
Yeah, Sean was. Yeah, he had to escape out early
yeah.
that Saturday and just go back to the room. Well, yeah, I walked around that place with a mask on, a happy mask. Like I've got to put on the happy Doug, and I'm going to deal with my emotions later.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I did. But fortunately, there were times when I was truly happy. You know, it wasn't a mask. Jamie was there. Our fly girl
yep.
from Missouri.
Yep.
And she even was bearing gifts. And
oh,
I'm telling
God,
you, she's
yeah.
so sweet. And I adored that. And so there were times when I was truly, truly happy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the weekend, you know, if an emotion would seep up, bubble up, and get onto my conscious mind, I would just, bam, slam a mask on.
Yep.
We're going to come back to this after this, because I want people to hear the independent music on the break, but I do want to talk a little bit more about this.
This is like turning Dr. Phil.
I know, this is really freaky, but I mean, it really means something to me. So yeah. We're going to continue. It's just that simple. You guys, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to listen to another half hour of that shortly.
Ghostly Talk!
The goal of the demonic is death. Plain and simple, it is death.
All of a sudden, he gets slapped in the face and he flies against the wall. And Hanford disappears across the face.
It's very scary here. Everything about it is scary. The work in this field, our face is very short. It was escalating to where objects started moving.
This is a war that we're fighting. What you're talking about does not freaking human terms. It is from another time and place.
Humanology today. Class is now in session.
Featuring Kenneth Deal, Alan Glassell, and Deborah Johnson.
Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Central, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the I Am Haunted Radio Network.
Hey, Scott O.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Go See Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go See Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also wore it to that job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Oh, yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's Drive Time Paranormal Broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week, we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Oh boy, I was having a good time. I'm afraid I missed the break.
Yeah. Now I'm like out of breath, which goes with our conversation we were just having.
Yes, we're talking about more about horoscopes, of course, and we also were talking about Jim.
Yes.
Not good. Oh, you know what? I should check and make sure. Oh, we're good here. Yeah, I think I have all the buttons pushed. We'll find out. Either this is going to come out or it's not. So, we were talking about my horoscopes, because we're going to be talking with Nancy Miller Ogren later. And I'm being called to do powerful work within while keeping up external appearances. And yeah, I think that that's absolutely 100% true. I did it in Decatur. I did it again to an extent in at the Just Say No to Orbs tour, because Bonnie couldn't go.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It wasn't quite the same effect, because, you know, you guys were there.
Yeah.
We were filming. Tim and Trish were up.
Yep.
Of course, you know, Jay Gow.
Nathan.
Who is insane. And Nathan. You know, but Sean couldn't be there, and Bonnie couldn't be there, and, you know, that hurt a little bit, to be honest, but I not only did I persevere, right, through the weekend, but I had a blast.
Yeah, that was really fun.
So, I didn't really have to keep up external appearances so much, because I also got to do the Just Say No to Orbs tour speech. I did the thing on Whispers. Which was just incredible that, first of all, I got it done, and second of all, that I did it, you know, and I was able to tell 65 people per night about Whispers.
Yeah.
So that was just an amazing thing. So it was a little bit less in that. And then recently, I don't know, you can't really keep up external appearances at our parties.
No.
I've seen the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So those all appearances were not kept up during our party. But, you know, I mean, but recently I really think that I'm doing some powerful work within. Keeping one foot in each world can help me face my feelings now, even if I cannot yet integrate them into my current life. So that's, again, one of them very general kinds of things, yeah. I think, keeping one foot in each world. Because they're talking about negotiating multiple realities can be exciting. I might have to live out one set of emotions while burying another. I'm being called to do powerful work within, but keeping one foot in each world can help me face my feelings now, even if I cannot yet integrate them into my current life. What does that mean? I have no idea.
Basically telling you to stay grounded.
Yeah. Well,
Don't float away.
Which is kind of what yesterday's meant, too.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. I think it's very general, good advice for anybody,
yep.
Not just Pisces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. Tomorrow's, though, is scary.
Oh, God.
At least it starts out scary.
What is it?
Now, remember, everybody, what I'm doing is I'm reading my horoscope as published on tarot.com by Rick Levine, or Levine, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, but tomorrow's horoscope for me is someone might rain on my parade by withholding affection for a reason, but don't just cave in and do what they want unless it meets my needs too. Think about that. Someone might rain on my parade by withholding affection for a reason, but don't just cave in and do what they want unless it meets my needs too.
Okay.
It can't be about work.
No. It's going to be someone you know.
It seems like a specific prediction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Someone might rain on my parade. Well, that's kind of mean. Don't you think?
How rude.
I know. And they have a reason for it. They have a reason to rain on my parade. So I think it's about Bonnie.
Oh, of course.
Because I don't think Jake out would rain on my parade. I don't think you'd call me up. Yeah, you wouldn't call me up and rain on my parade or text me or anything and say, sorry to rain on your parade, but no, whatever you want. Yeah.
I'm making your horoscope come true.
I read your horoscope and it's about me. So I'm a little sad that tomorrow somebody's going to rain on my parade. Hang on, I need some caffeine. Oh, thank you so much for waiting. But don't do what they... Oh, don't cave in. Don't just cave in and do what they want unless it meets my needs, too. What does that mean? If someone asks me to do something that I don't want to do, how do you analyze a future horoscope? Like something for tomorrow?
See, and that goes with what I said earlier, that... something could happen that maybe if you didn't read that, you wouldn't think twice about. But now that you read that, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that person's raining on my parade.
I'm not going to cave in.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just do what they want unless it suits my needs, too. So that's it. No. Whatever you want, no. Well, that's my mantra. So whatever you want, no. And then this is another, but this is like the fortune cookie. Do you read your
yeah,
fortune cookies?
Yeah.
I swear, I usually get really good fortune.
I always get good ones.
Mine are always like, you know, oh, everything is so heavy and sunshiny and
you
smile.
Yeah, they never happen.
And I'm like, oh, that's really nice. I get all these wonderful little fortune cookies. But I know people who get really, really bad fortune cookies.
I don't think I've ever had a bad fortune cookie.
Oh, my gosh. I had this.
What
this
a horrible
one
way to end your Chinese meal.
I used to work with this lady named Marilyn, and I adore her. I absolutely do. I haven't talked with her in decades, but we would go out to lunch, you know, quite often, and sometimes we would go to a Chinese restaurant downtown, and we'd get our fortune cookies, and I would be like, you're going to have a happy day. People love you. Yay. And hers would be like, well, don't worry about it. It's not as bad as it seems. And I'm like, Marilyn, I didn't know the company actually made bad fortunes, but every single time you get a fortune cookie, it's hideous. You know, should you suffer a broken bone, it'll be set within a week. What? I mean, it was just insane.
She got the one fortune that the guy made. Yeah, put in as a joke.
He was
I'm going to make someone's day really bad with this one.
So she really has bad luck with fortune cookies. But I always have good luck with fortune cookies, but evidently not with horoscopes, because if my self-esteem is low, happiness will elude me, even if I perform to a loved one's expectations. If my self-esteem is low, happiness will elude me, even if I perform to a loved one's expectations. Now, there's a heck of a lot in that sentence.
Yeah.
It all is based on if my self-esteem is low. That's the beginning of the sentence. That's also like the precursor and the, you know, that's the, of the rest of the sentence. It's the foundation, if you will, of that sentence. And is my self-esteem low?
I don't think you have low self-esteem.
I don't either.
I think you love yourself.
I do. Not so much. I'm not, you know, a narcissist, but I do. I think I'm pretty well balanced.
I think self-esteem can vary from day to day.
Oh, it definitely can.
Now, again, because of this, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be like,
I wonder if I have low self-esteem today.
I'm depressed.
Happiness
I don't like
gonna,
myself. Yeah,
happiness
is going to be raining.
Elude me.
A spider's going to crawl on you.
Don't want that. But, I mean, happiness, if my self-esteem is low, happiness will elude me even if I perform to a loved one's expectations. Well, I don't want happiness to elude me. I want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy, don't they?
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to not have self-esteem issues tomorrow? I guess I'm going to take a water pill tonight. There's no need to spin my mental wheels in order to justify what I am doing. There's no need to spin my mental wheels in order to justify what I'm doing. I don't do that. I don't usually justify what I'm doing. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like I'm an adult, and
yeah.
I'll do what I want, and I, you know, you'll have to get over it.
Yep.
And so I don't know. I don't know if that pertains to me. But then here's something that was actually told to me recently by two different people.
Okay.
This is the last sentence of tomorrow's horoscope. Just act on my feelings and see where it takes me.
Hmm.
Now, after reading the beginning part of that horoscope, I'm like, I don't think I want to even get out of bed tomorrow. My goodness. Hey, happiness is eluding me, low self-esteem, I'm spinning my mental wheels, blah, blah, blah. But act on my feelings and see where it takes me. Okay, so the future is mystifying.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah.
I also printed out my weekly romance horoscope. Ooh la la. And it's interesting. I'm unsure. And there's a point to all this, by the way. We're going to talk about that after I read this one. All that cozy, cuddly stuff I like might be too sticky for me this weekend. Well, now, that actually, now that I read it again, because I wrote it down. I don't have a printer because I'm living out of boxes. But
yeah.
All that cozy, cuddly stuff that I like might be too sticky for me this weekend. Well, I don't necessarily always like cozy, cuddly stuff. I'm not a cozy, cuddly person.
I'm not either.
I'm usually not a touchy-feely person, but I do that, you know. I do hug and you know, peck on cheeks and stuff like that. But cozy, cuddly, I don't know if that applies to me, but I know that this particular weekend and next weekend, because I don't know exactly which weekend they're talking about.
Yeah.
But neither weekend are going to be really for me. I mean, yes, they are for me, but they're more like my involvement in the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were filming this past weekend,
yep.
And next weekend we're going to be at in Mansfield Reformatory,
yep,
with Troy Taylor and his group, and which is going to be awesome, by the way.
I've never been there.
Wait. You've never been?
Never been there.
Oh, you're going to love
it. I know. I'm looking forward to
it. I'm so jealous that it's your first time, because it really is the best. You know, your first time is just, like, totally rocks. We're talking about Mansfield. I'm more into myself than usual and looking for what I want without too many complications. I'm more into myself than usual and looking for what I want without too many complications. This is my weekly romance horoscope. What does that mean? I don't get it. I don't think I'm into myself. Bonnie would disagree.
Where is she? She needs to be listening.
I know. She hasn't phoned in.
She'd have all kinds of evil input.
She would. but I'm more into myself than usual. I'm looking for what I want without too many complications. Well, yeah. I know. I first of all, you'd have to know what you want in order to be looking for what you want. I know in general what I want. I know what I want for me and myself in the future. And yes, I'm looking for things. I'm looking for things. I'm looking for people. I'm looking for, I want this. I already have a very firm foundation. I've got Bonnie. I've got Sean. I've got you and Scott L. Mm-hmm. I've got so many cool people in my life and people I just absolutely adore and cherish, you know. So I've got a firm foundation. But I'm more into myself than usual and looking for what I want without too many complications. Well, okay, I guess. Does that mean something? I don't know. However, this next one, the last sentence of my weekly romance horoscope, does sort of actually apply. Instead of beating around the romantic bush, I'm ready to jump right into it. Even if I risk getting a few scratches. Kind of. I see where it's going. I see what it's talking about. But I don't know if I'm willing to risk getting a few scratches. So I'm not really ready to jump right into it.
Yeah.
So this instead of beating around the romantic bush, you're ready to jump right into it. Even if I risk getting a few scratches. Is that supposed to be advice? Or is that supposed to be
a
characterization?
I think your weekly romance horoscope is, again, it's like kind of vague. I mean, I think that can apply, again, to anybody in any situation. I don't know about the, like, you know, well, you're loving yourself this week, but I don't know. I think anybody is sometimes willing to take risks and get hurt a little, but I don't know. That one's vague again.
Hmm.
And if you don't feel that click, that goes with what we were saying, too, that they're hit or miss. They don't always make sense.
Well, it's interesting. And I'm glad I printed them out, you know, by hand. I actually had to print them on sticky notes or whatever.
You went back to the Stone Age.
Because, you know, I don't have a printer at the moment, and I only have my laptop, and it's, you know. So yeah, I sat there and I printed them out and with a pen and paper, and I'm glad that I did that. I'm glad I looked at them because it tells me that I really do have questions for later.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many answers it gave me.
I think it gave you more things to think about than answers.
You know, and I wonder if that's the point.
Maybe it is.
I wonder if that's the whole point to it. Because I don't think you can live your life by opening up the newspaper or going to, you know, an astrology site and live your life through it. I think it may tell you some things, and obviously I think a lot of the things in there are fantastic. I think that they're really good advice. They're, you know, stay grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but you're not going to be happy tomorrow because someone's going to, you know, rain on your parade. But, you know, I mean, I think it's all good advice. I think that it's good words to live by, but it certainly isn't going to help me live my life, I don't think.
Well, with the astrology, it's just like tarot cards or any other thing. They say it's not definite, but it's going to give you pathways and choices, and then it's up to you to pick those pathways. And
right.
That will hopefully lead you in the correct way that you should be going.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's really difficult to tell. Astrology, what do you think overall?
I'm skeptical.
Same thing at the very beginning.
It. Yeah, it's the same with like tarot or anything like that. It gives you good advice. It sets you up with pathways and stuff. But I don't know. I struggle with thinking. I don't know. Maybe after the end of tonight, I'll think otherwise. But depending on what Nancy has to say.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting chat with her. Of course, we get to talk to a ghost hunter first, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because coming up in the next hour is Trisha. But the when we talk to Nancy, some of these things I'm going to have to bring them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, hey, you know, when you write a horoscope or when you're looking at the stars, what are you seeing? I mean, because I think I still have a lot of hard living to do. I mean, I really have to get up, get dressed, brush my teeth, get in the car, drive somewhere, work something, you know, come home, vacuum. You know, I mean, I still have to do all that. And, you know, with these guidelines or these you know, these write-ups of what the planets and stars and moons and things are influencing on me, how do I take that into my life? How do I live a better life knowing this? Is it, are we supposed to? Is that going to help?
I think it's just good advice. I think it can apply to anybody, and it's good advice. And it, I don't know.
I have to say, one other thing on the topic. Bonnie actually has a book. And what they did is they took Chinese horoscope or Chinese astrology and another kind and another kind. I don't know. They took several. And they combined them into like a master astrology method.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote a book, and you look it up based on certain things. Excuse me. And I read the part about me,
mm-hmm.
and it was absolutely completely dead on.
Yeah, well, that's like what I said. Whenever I read about like the day you're born or Sagittarius, and like we were saying at the break, it always said, oh, Sagittarians have problems with gambling and betting. And I'm like, no, I don't. And, of course, I was, like, 16 at the time, so I never understood that. Then I turned 18, and then I was able to go to the casino, and I never wanted to leave the video poker machine.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, okay. You know, I grew into that one. Okay, that makes sense.
Obviously, that makes a lot more sense when you're 18 than when you're 16. But, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, and I have to say the book that Bonnie has, where they combined all the different methods into one master horoscope thing, really, really had me dead on. So what do I think of astrology in general? Intriguing.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's intriguing.
It's really interesting. I don't think you should ignore it. I think you should. And it's fun.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't like to read their horoscope? And
right. I think it's fun. I think it's intriguing. And I think some of that stuff is really good advice.
I think the first thing, if I sit down at a Chinese restaurant, the first thing I look at is the mat that always has your Chinese horoscope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's not me.
I'm like, you're the sheep or whatever.
I don't know. I don't remember what I am.
Remember,
a monkey
I don't
or...
like it. My brother's a rat or something.
I know. I want to be the cool one, like a dragon.
I know. Why can't I be a dragon?
They are kind of almost horrible animals.
What?
Like pig, rat, monkey, pigeon. No, there's no pigeon, but just.
But there might as well be.
Yeah. Throw it in there.
I don't know. It's interesting, but I think it's intriguing, and I'm very, very much looking forward to talking with Nancy and
mm-hmm.
hopefully figuring out my life, because I want to know, should I wake up tomorrow? I don't know. It's really freaky.
I'm going to call and give you, like, positive affirmations tomorrow before
you
wake up.
You have to call rain on my parade.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's
got to
rain on my parade
okay.
tomorrow.
Maybe I should
so somebody
do that instead.
Go to the myspace.com/GTDoug and rain away because I'm expecting it now, though, so you got to watch out. I know, this sucks, because we've got 2 minutes, and I want to, like, you know, just, like, dig in and start, you know, calling Patricia, but we can't.
No.
So, the thing, I'm glad we got to talk about this, though, because I've never asked you about horoscopes before.
No, I don't think we've ever had this conversation.
I don't think we've ever had many conversations, really. I mean, outside of conferences we've chatted.
It's always just when I'm here, and I'm like, hey,
hey, what's up?
Want to go smoke? Okay.
I mean, it's just, there's never a whole conversation.
Yeah.
It's always interrupted with conferences or this. So this is really good for us, I think. So tomorrow, feel free to rate on my parade at any time.
I'm going
to
leave you happy blinky comments.
Oh, good.
Like the really tacky stuff.
Do you have one with the kitties? Do you remember the kitties and their, oh my gosh, it's the hottest thing right now. Kitty cats. And they're doing all these insane things. I'll tell you what, I'll describe it on the break.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. Because I have to tell you about the kitty cats. They're just insanely funny. You guys, our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. I'm Doug.
And I'm Amber.
And unfortunately, you're stuck with us. for the remainder of the show. We're going to bring on, of course, Patricia Armstrong of WaynesboroGhosts.com and talk with her about ghost hunting and stuff like that. So it's going to be an interesting hour, followed by Nancy Miller-Ogren, of course, hasn't been on the show for a long time. And we're going to bring her back and talk about astrology, I hope. And, yeah, that's definitely what we're going to talk about. But right now, enjoy.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.